Today marks the first public meeting of President Trump's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, the group tasked with weeding out voter fraud, even though most states say they don't have any. President Trump said 30 states agreed to participate in the commission and address the states that didn't.
If any state does not want to share this information, one has to wonder what they're worried about. And I asked the vice president, I asked the commission, what are they worried about? There's something. There always is.
Well, Trump has claimed that there were 5 million illegal votes in November, but that's dismissed by the majority of election officials. Meanwhile, Trump and Republican senators meet over lunch today to talk about the failed attempt to pass a replacement to the Affordable Care Act. He says his new plan is to let Obamacare fail. He also responded to reports of his previously undisclosed second meeting with Russia's President Putin at the G20 meeting, tweeting that the reports were sick. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us. Scott, Soviet expert Ian Bremmer broke that story about that meeting. Apparently, Trump got up at a small dinner, private dinner, and sat with President Putin for about an hour with no U.S. officials or interpreter. What do you make of it?
Well, we're getting very conflicting accounts of this meeting between President Trump and President Putin. As you say, Bremmer bases his account on other G20 leaders who were in the room that he spoke to. And his story is that Trump got up about halfway through this dinner in Hamburg, Germany, made his way over to Putin, and that they talked for about an hour with only the Russian interpreter to mediate that conversation. The White House says that's not how it happened. They insist that Trump got up at the end of the dinner and walked over to where his wife was sitting, and she happened to be sitting next to the Russian president, and that this was actually just a very short conversation. So two very different accounts of this meeting, which followed an earlier meeting between Trump and Putin that we know ran way over the allotted half hour and stretched for more than 2 hours.
Yeah. I want to talk about health care. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposed a vote to simply repeal Obamacare now and replace it later, you know, to spend 2 years to put a timeline on it and push Congress to come up with a replacement. Several Republican senators then said they would be against that, which would effectively kill that option. So is that vote still going to go on for a straight repeal? And if so, why, if they know it's going to be doomed?
Well, we'll see if it happens. We initially thought that the vote was going to come maybe later this week. And one reason to do that would just be to sort of demonstrate to the president and to other conservatives that there really was no appetite for a full-on Obamacare repeal with nothing to replace it. But then late yesterday evening, Senator McConnell, the Republican majority leader in the Senate, announced that at the president's request, he would put off that vote until next week, presumably to give President Trump more time to try to twist some arms and change some minds. That's part of what is presumably going to happen at this lunch today. The president tweeted that the Republicans have never discussed how good their health care bill is. It will get even better at lunchtime. So the president has drawn the Republican senators over to the White House for this conversation today. Whether he can actually win over some of those Republicans who said they're in opposition remains to be seen.
I want to ask you some legal questions. After all of this happened yesterday, President Trump got up and said, you know, we're going to let Obamacare fail. And then the Democrats are going to come to us and say, how can we fix it? Let Obamacare fail. And that's presumably he means by, as the Republicans have been doing, not implementing some of the elements of Obamacare, which keep it alive. Obamacare needs some fixing, but there were also some parts of it, you know, reinsurance for insurance companies so that they could cover the very sick, that they were allowing not to happen.
Yeah, the administration is arguably actively sabotaging the individual markets
in
Obamacare.
Can you do that? Is that legal? If it's a law, can you not enforce a law?
Yes. One could, I suppose, challenge them that they're not taking care, they're not fulfilling their constitutional responsibilities. But the IRS has already made it plain that it's not going to enforce the individual mandate, that is the tax penalty for people who don't have insurance. That removes some incentive for wavering people to go out and buy insurance on the individual market. They are also sort of slow-walking the payment of cost-sharing subsidies to insurance companies and leaving it leaving the insurance companies sort of dangling, not mm-hmm. knowing from one month to the next whether those subsidies are going to continue. All of that has had the effect of making the individual insurance markets less stable than they would otherwise be. Mm-hmm. Now, the president insists if Obamacare fails, he's not going to own it, the Republicans aren't going to own it, that it'll still be the Democrats' responsibility. But in fact, if the individual markets were to collapse, this administration would bear significant responsibility for that.
Just have a couple seconds. Yes or no, Scott Horsley. Is a president also required to keep accounting of his conversation with a foreign leader?
No. And in fact, that seems to have been the intent.
Okay. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.